And Detroit isn't just known for cars. Last year, the Sporting News named it the best sports city in the country. And great sports can be a great distraction when times are tough. Well, not so this year, at least not for football fans. Detroit Public Radio's Pat Batchelor explains.
Since 2001, the Detroit Lions have lost more games than any other National Football League team. That was true even before they lost the first 12 games of this season. It's a record that has made them the butt of lots of jokes and a frequent target of Tonight Show host Jay Leno.
Do you know why the Lions play on Thanksgiving Day? To keep everybody focused on the less fortunate. That's why they do it.
It isn't just that the Lions are losing. Folks around here are used to that. It's the prospect of seeing them become the first NFL team to lose every regular season game since the Tampa Bay Buccaneers went 0-14 in 1976. Since then, the league has added two games to the schedule, and no team has ever gone 0-16. The Lions are four games away from doing just that. At Malarkey's Sports Bar outside of Detroit, Lions fan Jerry Page says it's a scary thought.
If they go 0-16, I never thought I would live to see that. But they're well on their way.
Despite the losing streak and the ridicule, the Lions have long enjoyed strong support at home. But their string of 50 consecutive home field sellouts ended on October 26th when they lost to the Washington Redskins. They've struggled to sell tickets this year. Football fan Dan Horvath says he won't buy a ticket. He won't even go to a game for free. But he still watches the Lions on TV, even if there's another game on.
I'd watch the other game, but a lot of times the other game doesn't interest me either, so I watch them just to take the punishment and go from there.
Watching sports is supposed to be an escape from reality, and it generally is, according to Professor Mike Bernacki, who teaches a sports marketing course at the University of Detroit Mercy. Bernacki says when times are bad, people turn to entertainment. But when the entertainment is also bad, reality tends to creep back in.
I think it's easy to take a look at the Detroit Lions, who are now 0-12, and hope that that is as bad as it ever gets for this area. Hopefully the big three won't be 0-12 or 0-16, nor will be the economy in general.
Fortunately for Detroit, the Lions are not the only game in town. It has four other professional teams, each of which has won a championship or gone to postseason play in the last 5 years. And as frustrated as football fans here may be, imagine how the players themselves feel. Dominic Raiola is the Lions' starting center.
Bottom line is we got to go out, you know, go get a win. I mean, that's the bottom line. So sick and tired of talking about it, you know, but we haven't gotten one yet, and that's why we're still talking about it.
Raiola has been through this before. The Lions also started 0-12 his rookie year in 2001. They got their first win that season against the Minnesota Vikings. Maybe it's coincidence that the Lions face the Vikings this Sunday, or maybe it's luck, something all of Detroit could use right now. For NPR News, I'm Pat Batchelor in Detroit.